First Look continues on News Talk 99.7 WNTK with Bob Jackman from La Valley Middleton Building Supply. And one of the problems that we run into this time of year is condensation on the windows. Does it mean you need new windows? Well, maybe not. Just boiling a pot of water in the house makes your windows fog. So that doesn't necessarily mean you need new windows, does it?
That is absolutely right. We will all be subject to sales pressure. And we tell people, it's like Shakespeare, I'll paraphrase him, to spend or not to spend?
It is the question.
That is the question. And what we see right after the holidays is an awful lot of people calling up and saying they have a tremendous condensation problem and they've been told they need new windows. What we want to do is tell you to put the brakes on, hold for a minute, and do a bit of an evaluation. Because condensation is an indoor air quality problem, not necessarily a window problem.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, first, I want to put out a couple of announcements. All of our locations close tomorrow, Christmas Eve at 3 p.m. And gift cards, of course, are on sale until we close, 10% off. And then we are closed both Saturday and Sunday at all locations. We'll reopen Monday with regular hours. And then for next week, New Year's Eve, we are open regular hours and close both Saturday and Sunday, January 1st and 2nd. And we return to the regular hours Monday, January 3rd. Mm. So the reason we say not to just go out and spend your money replacing your windows is because, again, condensation is an indoor air quality problem. It is simply telling you that there is more moisture in the air in your home than the temperature of that piece of glass can support. So condensation occurs on that piece of glass.
Yeah.
That is not a quantifiable situation where you can say my windows are junk or my windows are good. There are other circumstances that will show you a lot of condensation in the house, two of which are a new house and a new renovation or a newly redecorated house and repainted. Because remember that drywall compound, that paint, the cement was all liquid a little while ago. All of that moisture has to evaporate out of it. And as it's doing so, it goes into the home.
Sure.
This is the time of year when everybody's home is closed up, where the ventilation isn't as good as it is during the summer because you have the windows open and the house doesn't have a chance to equalize with the outside air.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense.
So if you have windows that are more than 25 or 30 years old, they may be in a position to need replacement. But you've got a little work to do before you find out what is going on. What is causing that glass surface to be cold enough for condensation to occur? Again, if you go back to the old windows, in many, many cases, if you remove the interior trim, you'll find there's no insulation next to the windows.
Uh-oh, that's a problem.
That is real bad. I mean, it was a standard building practice 50 years ago.
Sure.
And we since figured out that is absolutely a horrible practice. So, and we don't tell you to take the living room window apart. We tell you, or somebody who knows what they're doing, to pop the trim off of an obscure window. Let's say one of the ones where you're getting the problem the most. And typically these problems, the condensation will occur in bathrooms first and in bedrooms, especially if you sleep with the door closed. Because remember, humans breathing are power humidifiers.
That's true.
So we put a lot of humidity into the air sleeping. Once you figure out if that window is insulated right, and you check and make sure the glass is at least insulated glass and not low E insulated glass, then you can take a look at, does the window function properly? Personally, I have, 45-year-old Anderson wood casement windows. They are not perfect by any means, but they are still extremely good and functional for what they were built for. And I bring up the condensation thing again. I mean, we talk about it in the summer. We talk about it in the winter because we have company for the holidays. And we have a small house. And by the time you put six people in it instead of two, we're creating enough moisture in the house to see some condensation. So we tell people, and this is the part you got to remember. There's two simple solutions to most times where you see condensation on your windows. Number one, you raise the temperature of that piece of glass. And number two, you lower the humidity in the air. Ever wonder why any house that has forced hot water or forced hot air heating always has a heat duct or register right below the window? That is because they're trying to raise that temperature of the glass, and they're trying to have that cold air actually warm up and go up rather than blow all over you. So you can raise the temperature of the glass by simply raising the thermostat setting a couple of degrees. Here's the one I like, though. Lower the humidity in the air. Yesterday was not a good day where it started out rain and snow, and do you know, looking outside, that you're at 100% humidity?
No question
about
it.
Yeah, that is not the time to perform this next task. On a cold, dry day, open your windows.
Yeah, let it all air out.
Let the house equalize. 15 minutes with windows open on both sides of the house so the air can blow in and out. 15 minutes, you've got a pretty much equalized humidity. And again, we recommend everybody get one of these weather stations where it'll show you the humidity in the house, because that's a very good gauge. Once you do that and you close your windows up, your heating system will recover within 15 minutes.
Easily.
And it is very simple to do. Now, it is basically true, and this is why all the people are telling you to buy new windows. The newer windows are more efficient. There's no question about it. It's a better window, a better product. The weather stripping is better. The glass is more efficient. Anybody buying new windows now for any house you're going to live in, we highly, highly recommend low E glass. And you're not supposed to know what that is. But when it comes time to talk windows, come and ask us. Let us show you what it is, how it works, and why it is so good. But for the present time, when you've just gone through the holidays and you've spent more money than you intended to, and now you're scared to death that your windows aren't going to be good enough to continue, let me give you some simple things that you can do to make you feel better and to better regulate the amount of humidity in your house. Number one, whenever you see condensation on a window, wipe it up. Get yourself some paper towels, wipe that up, throw the paper towels away. We've already covered number two is open the windows and change the air in the house. Number three, there's a lot of houses that need a dehumidifier, especially if you've just done an addition or if it's a newer home going through its first and maybe even second heating season. And we mentioned turn up the heat. That makes a huge difference, just a couple of degrees. What we do in my house, during the day, we have setback thermostats, of course, because that's what I tell everybody to do. And during the day, we'll override them if we happen to be home and raise the temperature for that one cycle. So it'll go back to reading its program at 5 o'clock at night or something. Here's what your grandparents used to do. They would turn on a fan and point it toward the condensation because that's doing the same thing. That is causing some of that water vapor that's condensed out onto your window to go back into solution with the air and get blown away. If you are the type of person like my wife is that likes to repeatedly clean our windows, again, wipe up the sills. Wipe up the areas around the window if you have a double-hung window, and wipe out the track because you may be getting condensation in there too. Now, here's what I call the George Jetson approach. Every time you take a shower, run your bath fan for 15 minutes after you think you should shut it off, because that is taking humidity-laden air out of your house and bringing in from cracks and penetrations that you don't even know about, bringing in the drier air from outside. That takes one finger. That's George Jetson. You may need new windows, but let's do some research and make sure that they are going to solve the problem. La Valley Middleton Building Supply wants to wish everybody a happy and safe Christmas and holiday season.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Bob. And Merry Christmas to you, and be safe.
You too. We'll talk to you next week.